T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Got a text from Mandeville High School head football coach Hudge Gonzalez saying, hey, you got to get some North Shore guys on? You bet. Better believe it. Hudge Gonzalez, my guy over there, Mandeville High School. Skipper's doing some good things. Back here on Sports Talk, another close friend of mine, Mark Sanji, Jesuit head football coach, joining us now. And Coach, how are you, man?
I'm doing fine, Christian. Great to talk with you, man.
Same here. Bobby Hebert alongside as well.
Hey Mark. Looking forward. I always appreciate that because I know it's a priority. Catholic League football. I mean, I go way back. I mean, now it's not like old criminal. I'm talking about even over 50 years. But that was always a great measuring stick when you played a Catholic League team, and I still think that's the case.
You know, we used to go when I was playing at coaching at Shaw when I first got into this business, and we always had something nice going on with South Lafourche. And then at Jesuit, we would scrimmage, periodically in the spring with Messi, Pierce, and those guys. And it was worth the ride to go down there. You always found out a lot about your own football team, and you always dealt with people who just were a class act all the way around, you know. So, mentioning that, I got the chance to watch you play a little bit in high school. You're just a year or two older than me, but I remember some of those great games. And yeah, man, there's good football down here in South Louisiana, and we take a lot of pride in the Catholic League, that's for sure.
Mark, speaking of, we'll get to the Blue Jays, I'm sure, but just in general, what I'm always struck by is how many great coaches there are in this state. I mean, how many just genuinely guys that just are awesome football coaches, and they're not just head coaches, assistants as well. In this state?
No, you know, I've got a great staff myself. 4 or 5 of those guys ought to be head coaches right now. And in this league that we're in, for a good while, it was almost like we were an inbred league. Everybody came out of, Shaw and Brother Martin and Rummel and just guys that have all worked together. And we're kind of slowly, I guess, dying off or retiring or kind of changing what we do. But the quality of coaching here, and especially in the Catholic League, and in South Louisiana is tremendous. And if you don't do your homework and you don't prepare your guys real well, it's going to show up, it's going to show up repeatedly. I tell people all the time, we play in this Catholic League, and it's a very unforgiving league. When you make a mistake, people make you pay for it, and you can't make too many mistakes and have a decent season even.
Mark, what do you like about your football team right now as you guys get ready to kick off the season?
Yeah, I just met with my seniors a few minutes ago just to kind of just see how they were and how we were feeling. We scrimmage on Thursday, and we've got a lot of experience coming back, and we've got some questions that we need answered. But, our guys are always eager to please. They work real hard. I think we're year in and year out, we're a very physical bunch, which you have to be in this league. And it's the funnest part of coaching is watching kids grow up and get an opportunity to play. Usually you're not disappointed. So with regard to our team, we've got a couple of questions to answer, but the answers that I'm seeing on the practice field, I like a lot. I think we have a chance to be pretty competitive.
Now, Mark, when you look at, select versus non-select and all that, what is your take on that and going forward where we're at right now?
You know, it's a mystery to me as far as where we're going. I don't know where we're going. I hate the way it is right now. I used to like being able to travel during the playoffs and see different teams. And, now we get into the playoffs, and usually the first 2 rounds we're playing people that we've played already.
Right.
we know each other too well. And it just kind of robs, I think, our kids from an experience of getting out there in the playoffs in October and November when it gets nice and cold, and you travel and see how other people do things and go into some smaller towns that we don't get to experience very much. But, years ago we played Central Lafourche in the quarterfinals, and, the whole town shut down the day after Thanksgiving. And
right.
Those guys were having a good time, hooping it up and everything you know, from noon on that day. And it was just a great experience for our kids. So, you know, we kind of miss out on that. And honestly, I don't want to play Curtis twice. I don't want to play Rommel twice. I don't think they want to play us twice either, unless it's really something, you know, special, like an opportunity to get to the finals. I think there's such fine football played throughout the state, especially in Southeast Louisiana, that I think it'd be a nice experience to be able to do that again.
Mark Sonji, Jesuit head football coach. And coach, I'm going to read the schedule starting from September 27th. Listen to this. I know you're well aware of it. I'm just Brother Martin at home, at Holy Cross, at home against St. Aug, at John Curtis, at Archbishop Shaw, and then at Hanville. That's a brutal stretch.
Then Rommel. Yeah, Rommel's right behind it. We tried to schedule the Steelers and the Packers, but they were busy those weekends. So, I was just telling our kids, I think we got a chance to be real competitive as long as we can stay healthy. And that's almost an impossibility, playing a schedule like that. But at the same time, you know, we like playing teams that are real high quality and have really good athletes that are well coached. I mean, I think you learn so much about yourself as a young man, and our coaching is certainly tested week in and week out with regard to that. So there's never a dull moment. I don't know if I trade it, but it is a brutal schedule.
Now, Mark, what are you unsure now? You're in practice, season's about ready to start. What are you the most unsure about, and you still have things to get accomplished?
You know, a couple of our guys need to grow up. You know, I think our quarterback is really doing a great job, but he's been a backup the last couple of years. And the way I've seen him throughout the spring, his name's Grant Jordan, seen throughout the spring, throughout summer, and then these first 2.5 weeks or so of camp, I guess you could call it, he's shown me a lot. I don't have much game film on him yet, though, and I'm really excited to see him where he's got a live rush on him. He's got to avoid it. He's got to make, you know, really important throws, especially, you know, the short ones, the catchable ones, the curls, things like that. And I've got a lot of confidence in him. I want to see him be able to do that. I want to see, we've got a couple of young offensive linemen that have some talent. I want to see them, have to deal with some of the talent that I know we're going to see on Thursday with McDonough 35. So just a couple of things right there. I like us on the back end defensively. I think our secondary has a chance to be pretty good. But untested. So we're going to get tested right out of the gate. And hopefully it's something I enjoy watching. I think it will be. Our guys will line up right and do the best they can. And I think that's going to be good enough.
Mark, you helped pave my way to my radio gig. I was once a part of your freshman staff at Brother Martin, and I quickly learned that I got a long way to go, and I don't know if coaching's for me necessarily.
I tell you, I think of it every once in a while, especially after a loss. I think about getting out of the business again. But, the kids are resilient. They help us kind of get back on track when things don't go too well. And our coaches are great. And you'd have made a real good coach, Christian. I'll tell you that. You're a better broadcaster, though, I think. I was laughing earlier. I don't get to hear you guys on the radio too much because I'm usually not headed home at this time. And during the summer, I like listening to you and Bobby and Deke, Deuce, you know, for all that time. And I really enjoy it. And I kind of miss that because, you know, we're just usually leaving the office while you guys are wrapping things up. So I'm glad I got a chance to talk to you guys today.
Mark, you can always check it out at WWL.com, man. I know you crave it so much. You can just go right there and check out the podcast.
Christian, he's trying to set up a game plan. And,
I know. I'm messing with him.
You know what's funny, though, is with technology today, I've got coaches that handle that for me because I don't know if I need how to pull that up.
So you sound like me, Mark.
When you get older, you don't know how to do
it.
Yeah,
you sound like me now.
Mark Sonji, head football coach at Jesuit. Good luck this year.
Thanks. Thanks a bunch, guys. Great being with you.
All right, Mark Sonji, Jesuit head football coach.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.